Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, your Take It to the Top coach. I want to discuss today doing what comes naturally. Doing what comes naturally. And what I mean when I say this is that all of us, have been given natural gifts and abilities. However, sometimes because it's something that we do naturally, it's something that we've always been good at, that we're gifted in, we don't see it as anything special, really. We think, oh, yes, I am naturally good at art. I am naturally inclined in math. I am very gifted as a songstress, as a vocalist, as a songwriter, as an accountant, as a nurse, whatever the case may be. And please note that I'm not necessarily talking about the things that you've gone to school and you've had academic training and practice in. I'm talking about the things that you've always been good at. And a lot of times these are the things that we swept under the rug, we threw them in the closet when we went to get our academic degrees, because somebody said, oh, yes, I know that you're really good at drawing and art, but you need to pick a major that's a little bit more practical, something that's going to really pay you well. And so you put that skill of art or whatever the case may be, you put that aside and you listen to the voices that said, hey, you need to pick something else. You know, I know for me personally, I had a natural gift and inclination with song, with singing. And was just, I mean, from the earliest I can remember singing is maybe 3 or 4 years old, just really being able to catch a tune and to sing harmonies and things of that nature very early on. So it's something that the good Lord above gave me as a gift. It's a natural ability. I didn't start to get vocal lessons. I took vocal lessons for 2 years when I was in college, and it helped. It definitely helped. I had a great teacher. It did help. It helped me to explore a little bit more about my voice and what it was capable of doing and some of the best ways to use my natural gift. And then I took voice again for about a year and a half, close to 2 years as an adult. Maybe some 10 years ago. And I also found that to be beneficial. So, again, with any natural ability, it helps to have a coach or a mentor to kind of help you to bring out the best. But I said all that to say that though I had this natural ability, I said, oh, well, you know, I went in as a music education major instead of a performance major because I said, well, it makes better sense to teach it than to really just major in performance. I mean, what am I going to do with a bachelor's degree in musical performance? And you listen to the peer pressure. You listen to, you know, your parents, your grandparents, your friends, your neighbors, your people, respected persons in your church, et cetera, et cetera. But what I want to touch on again is that we all have natural abilities. And the natural abilities that oftentimes could maybe serve us or that we could use to serve in our communities, to serve as our careers, if we put in the time and we learn the techniques that we need to do so, we gain the business savvy that we need in order to do so. And a lot of times these are gifts. Another natural gift that I have is encouragement. And people just don't, you know, they don't think of it as, well, that's not a gift. It's just, you know, it's something I do for friends and family and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We do that with things that we're good at. Some of us are good at hospitality. I mean, there's so many things. But we're taught to be quiet, be humble about our gifts, you know, let other people put the spotlight on us. And I am definitely all for being humble, definitely for being humble and keeping, you know, the right disposition about the things that you are good at. But a lot of times, those are gifts that can help you to establish the career of your dreams. A lot of times, those are gifts that can help elevate you in the workplace, in the marketplace. A lot of times, these are things that could be of service to other people. And so I just want to encourage you, just one of my gifts, to take some time today, right now, and start to take a look at your life a little bit more carefully. Take a look at the things that really, you know, stir you up, that fire you up, that you have a great desire and passion for. I want you to take a look at what those things are. I want you to investigate a little bit by inquiring with close friends, coworkers, fellow church members, neighbors, etc., and ask them, what do you think I'm naturally gifted at? What do you think I'm good at? Have you observed anything that I seem to be especially good at, that you'd say I'm talented in? What do you think? And maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's, all types of things. Maybe it's gardening. Maybe it's home repair. And a lot of times in these natural gifts, there is a business waiting to be birthed. There is a great, wonderful business waiting to be birthed. There are speaking, training opportunities in these natural gifts that you have. So I want to lovingly and encouragingly dare you to explore, excavate, and find what your natural gifts are. And then I want you to start to think of ways that you can begin to implement these at work, if possible. Or perhaps if you're a person that has been thinking about diving into entrepreneurship, perhaps what you are gifted at naturally could become another stream of income. Yes, yes, could become another stream of income. Because here's the deal, what you are naturally gifted at, somebody else is horrible at, or somebody else needs your assistance with. Maybe it's design, maybe it's social media, maybe it could be a plethora of different things. But you are gifted, or you're passionate, and you're really stirred up and fired up about these types of things. Pull the train into the station, as I like to say. Slow down for just 30 minutes today and start to think about what your natural gifts are. And I dare you, I encouragingly and lovingly dare you to start to think of ways that you can utilize these gifts in your workplace as an employee and or as an entrepreneur, and parlay those gifts into a very profitable and passionate business. This has been your Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor, and I want to remind you, my friend, until we meet next time, the best is yet to come. Take care. Bye-bye.